Thank you very much. We're going to change gears now. I'm going to report on a psychological experiment done in the laboratory, which looks at a basic question that we think will be of practical value to language trainers ultimately and to the language assessment world ultimately. And this is the question of how does one measure how many words a person actually knows that they can use in their second language. So suppose we have some health professionals who want to use their second language and get training in their second language. It would be useful to know what stage they're at already in terms of being able to use vocabulary in the second language. So first of all, we want to distinguish between productive vocabulary, which is the focus of this research, from receptive vocabulary. Productive vocabulary refers to your active vocabulary, that is, the words that you actually can use, in this case, speaking. And as I just mentioned, and as we have heard throughout the day today, it's important in the case of a second language health professional that they have a vocabulary that they can actually use. So the aim of this study is to validate a new technique that we're looking at for measuring the size of a person's productive vocabulary. And what I'm going to do here is explain the logic of this technique. We have a poster over on this side of the room. You can come and talk to us afterwards and be glad to tell you more about this. What's innovative about this technique is that the logic of it is borrowed from population studies in biology. Biologists or ecologists who are interested to know how many fish there are in a lake or how many rabbits are in a forest have to have sampling techniques to find that out. We are following up on an applied linguist, Paul Mira's suggestion that maybe this technique could be used to find out how many words a person knows. So what I'm going to describe is a sampling technique called capture-recapture, which, as you will see in a moment, is a fairly direct way of looking at how many words a person knows. And there is an older technique that is popularly used by applied linguists called the Lex 30 task, which makes an indirect inference into how many words a person knows by seeing how many relatively rare words or low-frequency words they're able to produce in a situation. The idea is that if you have a more rarefied vocabulary, you probably know more words altogether. So we have this technique, which I'm going to describe in a moment, and we want to see if it's valid to use. So the capture-recapture, that's what the CR stands for, we want to see if it correlates, first of all, with the already existing measure. We want to see if it can properly discriminate vocabulary known in the first language versus the second language. And third, whether this measure shows an association with other measures of ability in the second language. We have a cognitive fluency task that we use in our laboratory, which I can explain later if you want to have a discussion about that. So the logic goes something like this. Suppose you have a vocabulary and containing many words. Those little circles represent words. You can also think of them as the fish in the river that you want to measure. You take out a sample, you capture a sample, and suppose you capture 10 in this illustration. We call that the sample at time A. We mark them in some way, as we find some way of keeping track of them. We return them to the pool, and we mix it all up so that we can get a new representative sample. And that representative sample will perhaps contain some of those from the original capture. So if 10% of those items in the original capture, in the second capture, came from the original set, then we know this: the original set must have been about 10% of the whole the whole population. So that's the logic of this task. So it's easy to calculate the, or to estimate the size of the, in this case, the vocabulary a person has. So we gave people a free association task in which they had in the left column, you see the stimulus words, and they had to write down any words that it made them think of. So we, in this way, capture a whole lot of words that they know. Then we do it again at time B and get another set of words. And we look to see whether there are many repetitions at time B of words that occurred at time A. The idea being is this, being this: if you run out of words because you can't think of any more words to say, you must have a small vocabulary. So it's a way of putting all that information together. Here are the results. This measure did correlate highly with the LEX-30 measure. And you'll see the actual numbers, statistical numbers, on the poster. Secondly, the capture-recapture method did in fact show that the first language productive vocabulary was significantly larger than the second language productive vocabulary. And that's an important point that it has to show. And the third is that it did show a significant association with various measures of cognitive fluency. And moreover, the LEX-30 did not perform as well as the capture-recapture method. So this is encouraging to us to pursue this way of trying to assess a person's second language productive vocabulary repertoire. So in the future, what we want to do is refine this method, see if we can develop a method that is a version of it that is specific to healthcare communication. At the moment, we're looking at general vocabulary, overall vocabulary. We want to see its relationship to oral fluency, especially oral fluency that has to do with performing in health contexts. And ultimately, what we hope to have is an online version so that people anywhere can actually use this technique to assess either the student's readiness for learning or to assess the effectiveness of a particular training method to see if it actually changed the vocabulary knowledge of a person. And I'd like to thank Health Canada for the support through the McGill Project and our colleagues at McGill and at Concordia. Thank you.